You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, I had some good news today, folks. I really don't know what to make of it because I'm new to this game. And that's our live broadcast feed on the Internet. Somebody called in last night and tried to blame me for it. And I blame WBCQ, and it's neither one of us. It's not me, and it's not WBCQ. It's actually Scott Becker, one of the guys that really helped me get started in radio. If it hadn't been for Scott Becker and Johnny Lightning and Alan Weiner, there would never have been an Hour of the Time. And Scott Becker's still going at it. And Alan Weiner's got his own shortwave station now. And Johnny Lightning is wild on Sunday nights. And I've got the Hour of the Time. So the good news is that I received a call this afternoon. You see, I've never heard the show on the Internet. Never. I might be able to do it tonight because after this broadcast, there's going to be a special after-hours broadcast of some of the old tapes of the Hour of the Time from years and years ago. I don't know exactly which one they're going to play, but I think it's about 2 hours, and I think it's going to come on. After this broadcast ends on the Internet, it will go off for about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. And then if you just stay there and plug right in again, you'll get the Hour of the Time after hours. So I'm going to go try and listen to it because I've never heard it before. And I can't remember tapes that far back. I'm talking 1992. I'm talking 1992 is what something they pulled out of the hat. And they're going to put it on the air tonight for following this broadcast. So I might get to hear the Hour of the Time on the Internet. And that'll be a real treat for me. but the real good news is last night, out of 2,456 concurrent radio stations broadcasting good programs in prime time in this same hour, the Hour of the Time ranked number 13. We were the 13th most listened to broadcast on the Internet last night, and most people don't even know we're on the Internet yet. That's incredible. And I was told that we were not beat by any talk shows, only by music shows. Hip-hop and 80s, some big 80s station on the Internet, and all music. So I'm just as pleased as punch. I guess when everybody learns that we're on the Internet, we're going to go through the roof. Absolutely through the roof. I warned everybody. I told my good friend Rick Martin, who's trying to, well, I can't tell you what we're trying to do. But I told him if I ever got on the Internet, it would be one of the top rated broadcasts in the world. And we're number 13 right now, and we just got on the Internet live. Just got on, and nobody even knows we're there, and we're already number 13 out of 2,456 stations all broadcasting programming in this same time slot. That's incredible. So I want to thank all of you who are listening on the Internet. I don't know how they do the statistics. The servers somehow are all linked together, and they compute who's listening to what and what the top programs are. And we're number 13 without anybody even knowing we're there. That's incredible. It's more than incredible. It's absolutely stupendous. It's marvelous. What's that old song? It's marvelous. I don't remember all the words. There are some other things about last night. Last night, referring to the usurpers, the deceivers, the liars, the Marxists who have taken over Washington, D.C., I said they were goddamned. I was not blaspheming, folks. I was not taking the Lord's name in vain, and I was not asking God to damn them. And if you thought that's what I meant, you were mistaken. What I was alluding to is that when this was a nation under God, this nation was blessed. It's not blessed anymore. And I think it's not blessed because of what we have allowed it to become. God has damned this nation. I believe that in my heart and my soul. And unless we turn that around, there's only one way that this nation's going to go, and that's damn. Damn. It's going to be a civil war. It's going to be a terrible time for a long time. Everybody knows that there are some terrible things that are wrong, and most people can't put their finger on it, don't really know what it is, and everybody's trying to fix it and patch it, and it can't be fixed, and it can't be patched. And the more they try, the worse it gets. Just keep watching, folks. I know what I'm talking about. I've been studying this for many, many years. You can't fix it now. You can't fix it now. There's going to be some terrible changes, big changes. There's going to be some terrible, bloody conflicts in our future because some of us aren't going to go for these changes. Joseph McCarthy was right, and so is the Ayatollah Khomeini when he says that the United States is the great Satan. Now, I'm speaking in metaphor, of course. The Ayatollah is probably not. But let me tell you something. If there is a Satan in this world, he lives in Washington, D.C., and he's right there now, living in the White House. This nation is in the grip of the terrible totalitarian forces that have created most of the misery in this century. Marxist, Leninist, socialism. It's what created the Soviet Union. Sent hundreds of millions to the gulag. More hundreds of millions killed, died, starved, executed. It's funny. You know, Hitler was a bad dude, and he killed a lot of people. But why is everybody down on Hitler when he's at the bottom of the list? Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong are the biggest murderers in the history of the world. In the history of the world, the Soviet Union and Communist China. Yet all you ever hear is Hitler. Now, I'm no fan of Hitler. I don't excuse what he did. It was a terrible, despicable, totalitarian creep. Who escaped justice. I wish that he had lived so we could have all watched him hang. Why does everybody excuse socialism? Why does everybody overlook it and say, well, socialism was bad in the Soviet Union. Socialism was bad in China. Socialism is bad in Cuba. Socialism, you know, was bad in North Vietnam. Socialism was bad in Cambodia, where they also killed millions of people. But somehow, socialism is going to be really good here. Oh, give me a break. Gag me with a spoon. Puke. You make me sick. You have no reasoning whatsoever. And in every instance that socialism has ever come to power, it's always been the elite and the intelligentsia who brought it to power, and it's always been them that the socialists murdered first. How stupid can they be? Intelligentsia? Are you kidding me? There's nothing between those ears. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. I'm blown away by all this. Americans. And these socialists are the first ones to scream that you're violating their freedom of speech or any other the rights protected by the Constitution, yet it's the Constitution they want to get rid of. What are they going to scream that protects them then? Because socialism doesn't give anybody any rights. It takes them away and grants privileges, which can also be taken away. Makes you a victim. a slave, a child, with the state as your daddy. And they want to do away with the family, saying that the family structure is no good, but they want to make you a child and make the state the daddy. Who's the mommy? Who's the mommy? Anybody know? Insanity. You've all lost your minds. Absolutely. And the minorities seem to love socialism. Marx was a racist. He hated blacks. He hated the working man. He hated the poor. He hated Jews, and he was a Jew. You don't believe it? Read his writings, not what the professor hands out in your class in college. Read his real writings. Read all of them, like I've done. It'll blow you away. You think Marx was a good guy? Ooh, boy, are you sick. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Stay tuned. Got some heavy stuff to talk about tonight. In fact, I might just blow in one ear and your brains might just come out the other. After all, according to William Jefferson Clinton, I am the most dangerous radio host in America. That makes me the best, tops, number one in all the world. Osama who? Broadcast worldwide on WBCQ, the planet, 7.415 megahertz in Maine. Our studios are in Eager, Arizona, since some people seem to be curious about those things.
Hillary.
tomorrow, folks. Tomorrow is the 22nd of December. And there is a tremendous heavenly occurrence that is going to materialize tomorrow. It is a tremendously significant event in the occult world. Listen to me carefully. It is a tremendous and very significant event in the occult world. Remember what I told you? If anything's going to happen over these holidays, it will most likely happen tomorrow, sometime during the 24 hours of the 22nd of December. If not, then Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day. If it does not happen on those days, it will not happen. Does anybody know what's happening tomorrow? I'm going to open the phones, 520-333-4578. If you know what's going to happen tomorrow, the significant heavenly event that's got the occult world in an uproar, give me a call right now, 520-333-4578. If nobody guesses it calling in, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'll tell you tomorrow night. But we're going to find out. Well, yes, we are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
That should be the winter solstice.
Solstice, you mean.
Solstice.
What else?
All the people who are believing Wicca and various witchcraft.
Solstice is always a significant event in the occult world, but that's not all that's happening tomorrow.
No.
There's a lot of things happening on that day tomorrow.
You got me on that one, Bill.
Oh, well, you got part of it, right?
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, great. Bye.
We'll see who else is out there. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. What significant heavenly event is going to occur tomorrow? Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, Gary in Tennessee.
Hi, Gary.
Nice to talk to you.
Well,
I believe that is the moon is going to be the closest it's been to the Earth in 130 years.
Well, that's true. All 133 years to be exact.
Yeah. Is that not it?
That's one of them.
Okay.
So now we've guessed two.
Okay. That's the only thing I knew.
I mean, this is why it's going to be a tremendous, significant, occult day tomorrow. And this is just two of the things that are happening. There's more.
There's more. Okay, well, that's all I know. Thank you for talking to me.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. If you know what's going to happen tomorrow in the heavens, give me a call. I know some of you know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill. This is Everett from Atlanta.
Hi.
And I think I know what you're referring to.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's going to be what's known as a lunar perigee.
Lunar perigee, yes.
Where the moon is closest to the Earth that it's ever been in 100 and some odd years.
133 years.
133 years.
Yep. Yeah. That's one of the things, along with winter solstice.
Yeah, that's a killer combination, like you were saying.
What else, though?
What else, though?
What else?
Okay.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, don't bother trying to guess, because you would never guess in a million years if you don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Fine. 520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, this is interesting. It's very interesting. And boy, I'll tell you what, if there's witches in your town, they'll be dancing around that magic circle tomorrow, I guarantee you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's a full moon.
Full moon. Also, that's three. So we got three. We got the moon at perigee, we got full moon, we got the winter solstice. What else? That's interesting.
Help me on the last one. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Are you beginning to get the picture, folks? This is a significant day in the life of anybody who is involved with the mysteries, the occult, any of those kinds of things. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Rick. How are you?
Hi, good.
Hey, the Son of God dies tomorrow and will remain dead for 3 days and will rise again.
That's correct.
On the 25th.
That's correct.
Hey, talk to you later, buddy.
Which Son of God is it?
That is the Son of God.
Spelled how?
S-U-N.
S-U-N. That's right. Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that's why they, you see the sun at the winter solstice appears to stay still in the sky for 3 days. That's why the budding early Christian church moved the actual birthday of Jesus to December the 25th in order to get the occult world to come into the new religion of Rome. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is Daniel in Florida.
Hi, Daniel.
I've got a piece of email, and it says that tomorrow the moon will also be at what's called the perihelion, the closest point to the sun.
Yes.
Of the year, I presume.
Yes. So it's the closest.
And it says that because of that, it'll be 7% brighter than usual.
Well, that's not true. It won't be any brighter, and it won't look any bigger to anybody down here. But
really?
But it's the closest that it ever gets to the sun. It's called perihelion. It's the closest it ever gets to the Earth, and that's called?
The perigee.
Perigee. It is a full moon, and it's winter solstice.
And it's winter solstice, so that's alignment of four.
This is an incredible event that hardly ever happens all at the same time. You know, the odds of calculating that it's all going to happen all on the same day is just absolutely forbidding to even try to do that.
It's funny, this email goes on to say, this is probably the biggest, brightest moon of the millennium, as well as its last full moon. That makes it a rare night indeed, so check with your local astronomy clubs and pagan centers to find out what special events are planned.
Yeah. Who sent you that email?
I don't know the source of it. It was sent by a friend of mine, and the original author was stripped out.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you got it. That's it. That's the whole ball of wax. Unbelievable, significant event in the occult world. That's why I'm telling you, folks, if anything's going to happen over these holidays, tomorrow's the day. Starting at midnight tonight until midnight tomorrow night, you better be on your toes.
You've got me worried, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, you know how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know that everything that they ever do is connected with some event or holiday or solstice, or not solstice, but heavenly alignment of some kind, or some significant day in Satanism.
Okay. Okay, good talking to you.
And if you don't believe that, go back and look at all the tremendous disasters and significant events throughout history, and you'll see that the real significant bad ones all happened on days like that. And I'm not talking about accidents like the Hindenburg blowing up. I'm not talking about things like that. Okay? If that was an accident. I don't know. Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
Now we'll see what people think about this. We'll see what people think about it. What do you think about it? Does this surprise you? Does it shock you? It's an incredible event. I mean, to even be alive when it happens is just unbelievable. How often does it happen? Does anybody know? That all four of these events occur on the same day? Isn't this incredible? Yeah, bet your sweet Biffy it is. You better understand, this is just incredible. Absolutely. Stay out of the woods. Stay out of the grove.
Are you ready for Jesus? Buddha. Muhammad. Okay. We're all right, thanks. Across the blood-red sky, moon in from the east, the lords of west, we're about to find our homes over the east. Yes. Do you think that Jesus Christ is coming? Honey, you got another thing coming. It's being a fine now.
Isn't that the truth? You're listening to the last voice of truth and freedom in the entire world. Anybody else who makes that claim is an imposter that does nothing but pass on rumor, lies, and pull things out of a fax machine and read them on the air. You don't get that here. You get the truth. Now listen very carefully to me, ladies and gentlemen, because I am a messenger. Make no mistake about that. Don't miss the message. Articles in addition to an amendment. Articles in addition to an amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America proposed by Congress and ratified by the legislatures of the several states pursuant to the fifth article of the original Constitution, preamble. The conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. How many books have the Constitution and the Ten Amendments and do not include the preamble to the Ten Amendments? Did you know that the Ten Amendments are part and parcel of the Constitution, the first Ten Amendments, and cannot be separated from it? Article 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. How many of you know what that means? Does it say anything anywhere in there about the separation of church and state? Does it say in there that if a school wants to hold prayers that they cannot? Does it say in there that if prayers are held, they have to just be one prayer for one religion? No, here's what it says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. They've done that many times, in case you don't know it. Are prohibiting the free exercise thereof. If they tell you that you cannot pray in church, if they tell you can't pray on a sidewalk, if they tell you you cannot pray in a school or anywhere else, if they tell you you cannot practice your freedom of religion, they have violated the Constitution. It's unconstitutional. They've also violated something else. Or abridging freedom of speech. You cannot abridge freedom of speech anywhere, or of the press. How is it now that the government is controlling the press? At Waco, the press was not allowed to get near the Branch Davidians to talk to them or to send a reporter in. And as a consequence, they never knew the truth about anything except what they were spoon-fed by the spin doctors of the Nazi Gestapo jackbooted thug FBI puke-faced traitorous bastards in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Federalism. I've never hated anybody in my life, folks. They've been talking about hate for years, and I just didn't understand what they're talking about. But, you know, I'm beginning to hate these people. And justifiably so. And hate is not something you control. Hate is something that wells up in you after you've had enough, and they keep feeding you more, and you can't stand it, and you don't want it. And there's nothing, no way that you can do, nothing you can do to get away from it. Hate is an emotion. Don't want us to hate you? Stop doing things that will make us hate you. Because I'm beginning to hate you. Never hated anybody in my whole life. Nobody, no organization, no nothing in my whole life. I am beginning to actually feel the beginning of hatred. And justifiably so. And now they want to create hate crimes. Which means if you hate somebody or something, you could actually be put in jail. Or if you, see, here's something weird. If I hate another guy that looks just like me and I kill him, that's not a hate crime, that's murder. And I'd get life imprisonment, or I could get the electric chair or the gas chamber or death by injection or, you know, hanging or firing squad or whatever it is, wherever it is that it's done. But if I were to hate a black man and kill that black man, now all of a sudden it's hate murder. And I could get hung twice, I guess, or electrocuted twice, or given the needle twice, or given 14 life sentences or something. Bullshit! What is this crap? Murder's murder. Doesn't matter who you murder. What's the difference between hate murder and murder? The guy's dead. The guy's dead. We have laws against every crime that there is that provide for the proper punishment for that crime. Now all of a sudden, they want hate burglary, hate rape, hate murder, hate embezzlement. Where did they get their brains? And why do you listen to this bullshit? Because that's exactly what bullshit. Bunch of black guys dragged a white man through the streets behind a car, killed him dead. The press didn't say a word about it. Didn't say a word about it. That's racism. Because if a couple of white guys had dragged a black man behind a car and killed him, it would have been in the headlines of every newspaper in the country. And it would have been called a race crime, when in fact, it probably would have been because somebody owed somebody some money and didn't pay it back. Everything today has to be hate, race, anti-feminism, anti-Semitic, anti-this, anti-this, bullshit up your nose. With the biggest rubber hose that you can find in this world, and then hook it up to a higher fire hydrant and turn the thing on full blast. But that's what you're getting from these people. I hate racists and I hate racism. But this is racism and this is hatred. Don't you understand that? ...500 gay people can invade a church during worship services in the Bay Area, injure people, assault people, battery people, beat people up, tear the doors off the hinges, wreck the church. That's not a crime. That's not a crime. One of the church members trying to protect himself, his family, and the property of the church punches one gay person in the mouth, and guess who goes to jail? Yep, you guessed it. You guessed it. And guess what the police did during all of this stuff? Not a damn thing. Nothing. And it didn't happen yesterday, didn't happen today, it happened a couple of years ago. I'm sick of it. Somebody can kill a little white girl in Podunk, Michigan, and nobody gives a damn. Somebody kills a Jewish girl in Colorado, and that story won't die forever. Forever. What's that all about? Are little Jewish girls more valuable than little white girls? And how about the little black girl that died in the ghetto that nobody ever heard about that's not printed even on the back page of any newspaper, ever, anywhere? What's that all about? How come that little black girl's life wasn't worth anything? Black guy walks through the Jewish part of town and gets beat up, and it's not even in the newspapers. Jewish guy walks through the black section of town and gets beat up, it's in all the newspapers. What's that all about? What's that all about? How come Louis Farrakhan can have a militia that nobody talks about, yet I'm a member of a militia, and all of a sudden now I'm a white supremacist, and I hate racism, I hate white supremacists, I hate black supremacists, I hate Jewish supremacists, I hate people that think they're the only race on earth chosen by God. What's that all about? And how come nobody ever says anything about the Jewish militia? Most of the people who harp and complain and attack the militia are Jewish. Did you know that? Did you know that the Jews have their own militia? It's called the Jewish Defense League. Did you know that the FBI lists the Jewish Defense League as a terrorist organization? And they have bombed people and killed people and blown up buildings in this country? Yet that's not on the newspapers. But you let one Islamic fellow try to land in an airplane and get through the airport without being molested as a terrorist, and, oh man, that don't happen, does it? No. Anybody who worships at the altar of Islam is a terrorist these days. Anybody who's a patriot and believes in the Constitution for the United States of America as the supreme law of the land and knows that it's being subverted and treason is going on and opens his mouth about it is one of those crazy constitutionalists. Gee, I thought if you were an American, you were a constitutionist. I thought the Constitution was the supreme law of the land that protected the rights of all of us and limited the powers of government so that it could not become despotic. But it is becoming despotic because nobody gives a damn. Who are you out there? I don't know you. You're not Americans. You are damn sure not Americans. Who are you? Where did you come from? What is it that you want? And if those things already exist somewhere else in the world, why are you here screwing up my country? Why don't you get your butts down here to Cuba and practice your socialism? You want everything for free? Castro will give you everything in the world for free. All you got to do is help him cut cane at harvest time. You know? And since everybody pitches in, it couldn't be too tough of a job. Why don't you just get your little Marxist butts down there and help him out? I mean, he needs help. Everybody, you know, is leaving. How come everybody leaves all the socialist and communist countries to come here, and now we're turning into a socialist communist country? And all of us Americans are thinking about leaving? Where the hell are we going to go? I don't know. There really isn't any place, so we'll stay here and fight a war. If you think there's not going to be a war, oh man, you better look around and smell the coffee. But, you know, if you spend some time smelling the roses, you'd be a lot smarter, a lot quicker. Go to the socialist web pages. What's the first thing you see? One red American beauty rose. That's a symbol of socialism worldwide. Remember that. It'll come in handy. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
Remember Jasper, Texas. What was the name of that all-black militia that was marching down the streets with rifles at the ready, making trap, 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 trap? I saw it on TV.
I don't know. I didn't see it. Didn't hear anything about it. When did you see it?
A couple of days before the trial begun on the two white guys after they had drugged the black guy in the back of a pickup truck.
No, I'd missed that. Missed
and
that.
Number two.
But I do know that there are some black militias in this country who are 100% behind the Constitution and everything that we all stand for.
Okay. Number two, after the Atlanta Olympic bombing.
Yeah.
Miraculously, about 5 seconds after that bomb went off, I heard audio on the radio of jackbooted thugs marching around going somewhere. I would assume it was ATF or someone. Miraculously, about 5 seconds later.
Oh, yeah, they were there instantly. Yeah, like instantly.
Can you believe that?
Oh, yes, I believe it 100%. How did all the feds get to Littleton, Colorado instantly?
I don't know, sir.
How come there were 80 FBI agents in Oklahoma City at the very time the bomb went off?
I don't know, sir.
Oh, boy, I know. I know. You bet your boots I know.
God bless you, bud.
God bless you, too. Thanks for calling. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What's so difficult to understand about that? And who is the militia? What was the intent of the founders when they wrote the second article and amendment? Well, to find that out, you have to read their papers. You have to read what they wrote. And both in the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist, they made it clear. They made it clear the militia is the whole of the people. And then if you really want to understand what it is, go look in the law today. Look in the law of your state. Look in the Constitution of your state. Look in the law for the United States of America. And you'll find that the militia consists of everybody between the ages of 17 and 45. And if you've ever been honorably discharged or retired from military service, you're in the militia until age 64. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to give some information. The guy that called in earlier, or just now.
You got your radio on?
Yeah.
Turn it off.
One second.
Come on, people. How many years have you been listening to radio and you don't know that yet?
I always call them people stupid, too. But anyway, the guy was Louis Farrakhan. He came into Jasper, Texas with a truckload of rifles and everything, and he said right there in front of the news people that he was there to arm every black man in Jasper. And I was shocked, man. I said, man, if that was a white guy coming in with a truckload of rifles saying he wanted to arm some white people, man.
Yeah, it would have been on the newspaper in every country. It would have been on CNN for like weeks. It would have been on Nightline. It would have been everywhere that you can think of. This wasn't mentioned anywhere. I never heard of it before. And I'm on top of the news.
Okay, bud.
Thanks for calling.
Right, bye.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But I do know that Louis Farrakhan does have a militia. No doubt about it. But his militia is not to protect the Constitution. His militia is to protect him and his nation of Islam. That's an unlawful militia. Can't help it, folks. I'm for black people. If black people want to form a lawful militia to help protect all of us, man, I'll even donate money to it. You want to just protect yourself? Or create an army so you can take a couple of states away from the Union and create a black country? Well, you're going to have to march over my dead body first. And I don't care if you're black, green, purple, red, yellow. I just don't give a damn. That's racism, and I hate it. It's a plague upon the human race. It's a cancer. It's wrong. It's bad. The founders gave us the second article and amendment to protect us against our own government, not to go hunting. Not to go hunting. Self-defense is a right of all creatures on this earth, including squirrels, including skunks, dogs, even beetles have the right of self-defense. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Yes, love your show. It's only the second time I've heard you. I was wondering if you have, do you have internet contact, a place on the internet I could contact you? Or an email?
WilliamCooper.net.
.net?
WilliamCooper.net.
Yeah. Okay, is that a website?
What do you think it is?
WilliamCooper.net would be your website.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Start using your brain. It'll really help you out in life, I guarantee you.
Working on it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Yeah, see how simple it is, folks? Most people never think, and I'm not trying to run him down into the ground and make him feel bad. It just happens to be the truth. I don't know how it ever happened. I don't know how we reached the state, but most people never, ever think about anything. They're spoon-fed everything. They've never had an original thought in their life. It's terrible. It's despicable. It's degrading. Do you know that people in foreign countries think that we are the stupidest, stupidest group of people on this earth. People in Europe think Americans are the stupidest bunch of people that ever lived. Don't believe me? Go to Europe and ask around. You know? You'll get some more truthful answers if you pretend you're not American. Unless you're in France. They don't care about insulting anybody. They'll insult you right to your face if you just say hello and they think you're an American. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
Good. I've got another document in front of me, Bill.
What's that?
I've got the old Soviet Constitution.
Yeah?
And it kind of sounds like Americans want this.
Well, I think that's exactly what they want.
Okay.
I think Joseph McCarthy was absolutely right. I think Marxists, socialists, and communists have infiltrated our government and are in charge, completely in charge now, and that they're changing this into what's going to be the leadership of the Soviet world under the United Nations.
Can I read 6 or 7 basic rights?
No, we don't have time for that.
Okay.
This is my show, not yours, but maybe one night we'll do something on that.
You have a copy of this probably, right?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of copies of it. And by the way, if you set it down and compare it word for word with the United Nations Charter, you'll find that they're almost exactly word for word the same.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the Declaration on Human Rights.
Yep.
That's in the 7th Black Law Dictionary as one of our founding documents. Bill?
Yeah, how about that?
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, it's not in my edition of Black's Law Dictionary.
I wonder if tomorrow's the day for Galileo.
I don't know. According to NASA, it's going to occur on the 31st. But nobody knows what's going to happen.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. What have you got to say tonight? Anything? Oh, gee. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in any manner to be prescribed by law. As far as I know, that's never happened. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, listen to this carefully. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. How many times do they violate that every day? How many times is it violated in your hometown by your police, who are supposed to be upholding the law? This is the supreme law. This is the only law, and anything that counters this or goes against it is not law, cannot be law, is subversive. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. How many times is that violated? How many people lose all their property every day because somebody made an anonymous complaint saying that they were drug dealers? The police go raid the place, can't find any drugs. One of them drops a little packet of cocaine behind the couch and whoops, everything's gone. Why do they do it? Because the police get it. Written into the law. And it's not law, it's unconstitutional. In all criminal prosecution, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is Bruce in Omaha.
Yeah.
That second comma in the Second Amendment,
I don't have that pocket constitution in front of me. I didn't have time to run in the other room. But in the original document, under the rotunda in the Capitol, isn't that original document the comma really a semicolon?
It's not a comma, let me put it that way. I don't have it right in front of me, but there is no comma there in the original.
I think it's a semicolon.
I'd have to check.
I've been told. That makes the statement a whole different statement, does it not?
Well, I don't care what you put there. It means the same thing, and you can tell the meaning by reading the documents of the founders, their arguments and their reasons for putting it in the Constitution.
Right.
I've got to let you go. We're out of time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling. That's it, folks. Good night. God bless you all. Remember to stay tuned on the Internet immediately following this broadcast on the same servers. There will be the hour of the time after dark or after late night or whatever it is. Late night, hour of the time. I don't know what they call it. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you, my precious family. Wake up, America. You've been had. Yeah.